Good morning.
Doc, as always, a few dumbbell base. So we started the sugya of Chasnevei in Chazor with three psukim to teach us the soil of Chasnevei. And now up to the Gemara Utsricha, which is in the wide lines, about 10 lines down. Nine lines down. Tzrichim. Why do you need all three psukim? Because Rachmana, if you'd have just the pasuk of Adam HaMazik, Makabe, if you just have that pasuk, that's Mishum Delishchicha. Because that is not common for a person to damage. And therefore, maybe there the Torah said, you know what, the Mazik doesn't have to pay the full whack. He only has to pay the difference in price. Our trade for the Shriach. The Tefillah, which is more Shriach, and therefore the Torah is more concerned about it, and therefore going to penalize the Mazik more. Hey, Meloy, maybe not. Maybe they would have to pay the full whack. Maybe they we wouldn't say that the Pras Neveda would go to the Nizik. Wouldn't say the Bailam HaMetaplim. That's why you need the Pasuk of Tefillah, the Shemesocha, and the animal got devoured by a fox. If you ask me on Treif, if you would have just the pasuk of Shemis Socha, you wouldn't know that Adam HaMazik doesn't have to pay the full whack. And ultimately, the Shemis Socha, he was just negligent. He didn't do something. That's the point. He didn't do something. He was just negligent. Abamaki Behemo, to be a dime, he actively went and damaged Emeloi. Maybe there we would say that he has to pay the full whack. It's true by Shemis Socha, the Torah said he only has to pay the difference in price. But maybe by Adam HaMazik, he's doing it by Yedayim, maybe there the Torah won't give him any leniencies and he'll have to pay the full amount. So that's why we have two Psukim. We have the Pasuk of Shemis Socha, and we also have the Pasuk of Adam HaMazik. If we'd have just these two Psukim, we wouldn't have the third Pasuk about Shoy, that's Negiach HaShoy. We don't have the first two psukim, Mishum de Mishum de Lishchicha. Well, you know why Adam HaMazik, the Torah, was lenient with him? Because it's Lishchiach, it's not a regular occurrence. And the reason why Shemesach, the Torah, was lenient is Mishum de Memela, because it's Memela. He didn't do it by Yadayim. Amal Vameisi. But by Vameisi, which is Shoy Shanogach Shoy, the it's both common because animals don't behave themselves, so it's both common that happens. But be a dime, and it's also be a dime. Why is it be a dime? What does it mean by it's be a dime?
It's by mono.
It's
It's
a
not
memoina, that's
mono.
right. It's his mom and they're damaged. And it's not that I was negligent and didn't look after it. My animal actively damaged. Hey, Meloy, maybe there. The Torah would say that you have to pay the full amount. Kamashalon, you need the pasuk also of Eshoish, and I'm going to show you that you don't have to pay the full amount.
But you said you need the pasuk also of Shor Shanogach Shor.
Yeah.
If you know that Shor Shanogach Shor, which is both this and that, is still has the full amount.
Right.
And certainly the other ones.
If you'd have, that's the next time we want. If you would have just this pasuk, it wouldn't have been enough. Because if you'd have just the pasuk of it wouldn't be enough. It's not him, nothing about him. It's about his money. And maybe you would have thought, since it wasn't him, he wasn't at fault. It was rather his money at fault. Maybe that's where the Torah gave you a break and said that you didn't have to pay the full amount. Regarding Shoyme, or regarding Adam HaMazik, where it's the begufa Mazik, he's doing it with his goof, meaning he was at fault. If he actively damaged, he was definitely at fault. And if he was a Shoyme, he was at fault. He should have looked after it. So it's begufa. It's not just his money, it's him himself. Eimer, maybe the other Torah wouldn't give you a break. So even if you just have this pasuk of Shoy Shalagach Shoy, you wouldn't know the other two. Tzicher. That's why you need all three.
First, it's something that we're teaching you Each one is teaching you two things. It's got it's also Bilan and also Gufa.
No, Gufa is not a teaching. I mean, what do you mean by Gufa? Even though it's Gufa. Even though it's Gufa, right. Even though it's Bidaim, even though it's Gufa. Or even though it's Shkia, and it's Gufa. But once you get to the third Pasuk, so the first two, even Bidaim, even Gufa, even Shkia, you don't need anything. Once you get to the third pasuk, then you would say that every the first two pasukim teaching two chiddushim, even though it's yadayim and even the gufo. The fact that we are dying, that once we have the third pasuk, we know from show it also be yadayim. It was active, and yet they give a break, right? So the only chiddush is gufo. So it's true as we build along, like each one's got those two, but then by the time you get to the third, you don't need the first one. Okay, Zod Rashi. So that's the Gemara here, why you need all three Pesukim. So Rashi, what's Rashi here saying? Ma'kei be'ima lo yishkia. Ma'kei be'ima is the last two words on the line. It's eight lines up, last two words. So those are like the beginning of the line. It's seven lines up. No shriach. Okay, Shua, we cater for everyone here. Bidyuk. Chanoch lenar pidako. You have to be machanach every child according to his way. So those are one, the end, and those are one, the beginning. Kids, do you have the place? That's the point, Shua. Lo yishkicha, yeah? The beginning of the line.
Yeah.
Ma'ki be'im lo yishkicha. It's not shkicha, she'odom mazik be'im shachavir. It's not common for a person to damage a friend's animal, the animal of his friend. Nefichoch, lo yichme olav akosov. The Torah, therefore, did not act with full severity. The troyach, to trouble him, b'mechiras ha-nevelim, with the sale of the nevelim. Interesting words here. The Torah didn't trouble him to sell the nevelim. Right, what does it mean by that? That they didn't trouble him to sell the nevelim. Means the way we understood what the chiddush here about that b'nei mitav nevelim means just if you learn Tosfos, it's just you have to know how much damage you did. Hey, Rashi is saying, our body did the entire damage. But instead of you having to go to sell the nevela and pay back to the nizik, you can possibly just give him the nevela as first payment, and he'll have to sell it. But in the end of the day, you have to provide him with a whole new animal. Shana, how are you going to get this whole new animal? Either you're going to get a whole new animal by you providing the funds, or by providing something for him to go and sell, and then he'll buy the funds. And therefore, that's what Rashi wants to point out. Chayfer de Memeda.
We have discussed the logic behind this at Lo Shchicha.
Oh, we did discuss it. Yeah, sure, asked it. And
I thought we said we'd discuss it later on.
What we discussed was that we looked around and we couldn't find anyone who really speaks it out. But it seems to be that since something which is not so common, the Torah doesn't have to feel part of the reason why the Torah says you have to pay for what your animals do, or even what you do, is part of a deterrent to stop people from causing more damage elsewhere.
Interesting.
So,
if you put those laps out and throw on the floor, so I don't really have to pay for it. Don't you do it? Don't you do it?
Don't you dare. But we tried looking around to see if anyone speaks out. We couldn't find anyone to say anything clearly. Apart from, it seems to be, it seems something which is not so common.
It takes 2 points to
handle it.
It's like
a
big
no.
If he caused him to go sell it,
no, he didn't.
The Jew doesn't do that for no reason, we're saying. It's not Shkia.
He bumped into him, but
it's
a reason.
Shogay.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying?
Could be.
Sure.
Okay. I mean, it's kind of even Bishogi, right?
But he hit him with a bat.
Yeah, Bishogi.
Bishogi?
He was playing straight baseball.
Bishogi.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm pleased you're happy. That's
amazing.
But, yeah, the point is that I have to replace your animal. I did replace your animal. Just to show you, who's going to be selling this item in order to replace it? So, So I was, since it's not something which is a common thing, the Torah was happy to put it on the onus on the Nizik as opposed to the Mazik. Maybe.
Why should he? It's a big character.
Yeah.
Huge character.
Nachon.
Unfair. If he did on purpose, if he did Bashulim, maybe.
Fine. I don't have a Torah. I mean,
yeah.
This is the same one. We do a Chazor on the difficulty. I looked around. I didn't find anyone in Mamish speaks this out. I didn't find anyone who speaks it out. Dibi Yadai, Komazik. We're saying that, did we miss our Rashi? You're quite right. Trevor de Mameda, Shazaev, Tolfa, the wolf, devoured this animal. Vashofa, Shoma, Loiniskavin. The Shoma didn't have intention here. Amtulohi, so maybe this is a bit of a dig that by Adama Mazik, he did have Kavana. Not like I just said. Yeah. Amtulohi, therefore, because of that, Chos Rachmana Ali, the Torah had Rachmanos in him, to Lele Mitzvah Nevela, to not to trouble himself with the Nevela. You see the interesting psuk, interesting diukim in these Rashis in. This Rashi, saying the Torah had Rachmanos on him. Meaning, really, you should pay the full amount. Because the Torah let him off. The previous Rashi was saying, you shouldn't have to pay the full amount. It would be machmi in order to ensure that you're not going to cause damage. So something which is not shkiach, lo yichmarlov. In the two Rashi, you see this different kivonim going on. What's the default? You have to pay for the whole thing, or the default is that no, just pay the difference. It sounds like from the first Rashi when you say the sort of Lashkicha, we're taking on that the default is you just pay the difference. And just because we want to make sure that you don't cause damage and look after your things, we're going to charge you the full whack. Mashenke, once we come onto the sort of Chafi Mamele, it's the other way around. Mamele is a reason for kula, reason for lenience. That means Nachon, the Torah says that. Adam Amazik, even though it's not Biyadayim, you have to pay the whole thing. But I would have thought maybe for Trefa Memela, you'd have, the Torah would let you off. Kitzur L'Sikum, to sum up what we're just now saying, before the Gemara speaks about anything, before you have any psukim, the default is that you pay the difference. Pay the difference. That's what the damager did. Damage the difference. That's the default. Then the longer it comes a pasuk, the pasuk says, no, Adam HaMazik has to pay the difference, right? So yeah, sure, there you have to pay the difference, I understand that. Because there, it wasn't Shkiach, so maybe we go forward on the default thing, you should pay the difference. But maybe you would have thought that if it's an animal, which is Shkiach, then maybe there would say that you have to pay the full amount. Right? Why? Because it's shkiach, and we're worried you won't end up looking after. So we're gonna put more of a severity on you. You pay the full amount, and then we say, but you know what? Now we say, okay, that was the default. Then we say, okay, now the other way around. That we, if you'd have a pasuk by treifa, you don't pay the full amount. Right? So what's that telling me? Why is it saying you don't pay the full amount? So saying there, then we say, okay, the Torah says, I'm not going to penalize you, I'm going to have a chmanas on you and let you off because it's not shkiach. So at this stage, we've now moved on to understanding that the default really would be they pay the full amount. Right? And because it's memela, we're letting you off. By Adam HaMazik, where it's not memela, so we won't let you off and you'd have to pay the full amount. So it seems to be too far to say what the default is. Is the default? I mean, it's a muskarishan before you start thinking anything. What do you think? Is the muskarishan that you should pay the differentiation because that's the damage you did? Or is the muskarishan that you should pay the entire animal because that's you broke the animal, you have to provide a new animal? That's a shayla. What's the muskarishan? Right, as she said, pay the full amount. Right. Rashi always took that on.
The beginning.
Rashi took it on from the beginning.
Shemen.
Yes, Shemen. יש לי מנו, מה שמשלם המייסר.
הייתי מועד מים, משהו שמשלם שור גמור חי.
And that's why, oh, wait a minute.
Second one,
Erev Tashmi Nizki, that one? Mas Mas Shlom Ashita Nizki, get made him, is that Mas Shlom Ashita? Which one she? Benizki Ligtoni Dav, and Mas Mishalem Shei Gomo. Yeah, that's what, yeah, that's what, if you would have said Nizki, the Mas it says, you pay, oh, that's what you're saying. You're saying that the Muskirishu Mozi, you should pay a full animal. That's what we always say. So if the Muskirishu Mozi, you should pay a full animal, so then what's the Tzad, why an Odom should be let off? And that's your question. Top, I don't know. Scratch everything I just said. I don't know. Back to the original cash. Where are we holding? The Bidayin. We said the Bidayin komazik. The Shoyer did the Bidayin. Eima ala mazik le Shoyach. The mazik, it has to trouble himself. Benevelo meshanam adomim. Kamash shalom. Vamesi Eloi is going on the show. Mishtoi b'shoi, it's talking about Shoy Nogach, the Shchiach, v'idayim o'mamish. It's mamish v'idayim, she when it's kavon hazik, the Shoy had kavono to hazik. That's Kerem. Shei mesocha sheposha, v'nitchef alidein zev. Says Rashi now speaking out a problem in the sugya. The Gemara said that Odom, the mazik behemoth. And the Shemes Socho that didn't look after the animal is called Nizke Gufoy. So Rashi is bothered. Why is it called Nizke Gufoy? Shemes Socho Shaposha Menitzofar Edei Zeev. Ke Nizke Gufoy Choshev Alo. We consider it like Nizke Gufoy. Shehoya Olov, the Shemes, was on him. Incumbent upon him to look after it. Hashto, that's where we got. Pray the Gemara, back to the Gemara. So we learned the chiddush by the metablim ben avela. We don't understand what the point of the chiddush is. What's the point? What's the difference? Who cares who has to be metablim ben avela? Well, so you say it's an nizik has to sell it or the mazik has to sell it. At the end of the day, even if you're going to say the mazik has to sell it, he could use it as payment. So let him use it as payment. So what's the big chiddush of by the metablim ben avela? No, it's an nizik that has to deal with it. What's the difference?
That's what I'm asking.
The Gemara says the chiddush shabayle metablim benevelo. As Rashi says, it's not the mazik has to sell the animal; it's the nizik has to sell the animal in order to be able to pay for a new animal, right? So we don't understand why do we need a chiddush to say it's the nizik has to sell the animal, even if it be the mazik's and the mazik has to sell it, but the mazik could use it as payment. So at the end of the day, the nizik will get exactly the same. Either the Torah gave it to him, or the Mazik gives it to him. So why do I need the posuk?
Well, it depends what it's being sold, because it's depreciated.
That's answer. Says the Gemara, faith the Gemara. Oh, very good. That's answer the Gemara. Yeah. Omale of Kana.
Is it my question?
Or not? No, I haven't read it yet. Omale of Kana. Four lines up. Yeah. Five lines up. Omele of Kana Lerav. Elo time at the Kosach Monach Vamesi Elov. So the only reason why we say that it's the Nizik has to deal with it is because the Pasuk says Vames Elov. Palavoch, if not for that, I would have thought Nevela the Mazik have it. It belongs to the Mazik and the Mazik has to deal with it. So we don't understand what's the difference. Hashto, he is Lele Didei Kamachayfis. If the Mazik owned a warehouse of trefois, Yoivle, he could give them as payment. Tom Amar, because we already learned earlier, Yoshiv, the Rabbi Shovakesef, Vafilu Subin, to teach us that you can pay even Shovakesef, even Subin. You don't need to pay cash, you could pay with equivalent of cash, even Subin. So similarly, you could give trefois. So if already you could give trefois, of his own, you need to speak out that he could pay up with the Nizik's trefa. I mean, this animal that died belonged originally to the Nizik. So you need to speak out that He could pay up with the Nizik's treva. If ready, he could give his own and pile on the Nizik some old carcasses, which the Nizik doesn't particularly want. So certainly you could be able to say, here, have your carcass back. So what's the big chiddush of Abayne Metaplin Ben Avila? Let it be the Mazik's. The Mazik's now paying back using the Nizik's carcass. So the chiddush is, like Shur said, we only need these psukim. The reason why we need the psukim is Ela Lepchas Neveda, to teach us halacha regarding Pchas Neveda. And what happens with Pchas Neveda? The value dropped. And now whose was it? Whose was at the time of death? If it was the Nizik's, very good. So I don't need to pay you. I give it back to you. If it was the Mazik, and the Mazik has to sell it. Well, the Mazik didn't sell it, but now it's already dropped down in value. So even if he wants to use it as payment, he's still a lot more. He has to pay up still. Yes, so far so good. Says Rashi. Rashi's four lines up. Hashto I havele trifus. The Mazik, Kishir called me Nizko. If the Mazik had trifus to the value, Kishir, the value of called me Nizko, of all the value of the Nizik, Abiyoibi Balkoch the Nizik, he could have given it against the will of the Nizik. Toma Mao, Yoshim Rabbis, the Torah says, that you can give, says we learn from the word Yoshim, that you can give even Subin, even Shobha Kesev. Well, we need a pasuk to tell me that you can pay up using the what used to be the Nizik's carcass. Elamai, do you need tzichah or the cost of crop? That what we do? We need the pasuk the Nizik metapa benevelo is bepchas nevelo. Ela lepchas nevelo. The Hachi Omar Achmona. Remember this Rashi. Hachi Omar Achmona. Denishas mise koi b'shusay. From the time of mise. He's done, it's in his rishus. Koi rishus of the nizik. From the time of mitzvah, it's in the rishus of the nizik. Mesriach, or pichso adomim, meshas mitzvah, vachas amod vedin, if it got smelly and went down in value from the time of mitzvah until we actually go to court, seida the nizik, it's a nizik's problem. Meshalim ni mazik, masha nizik hava yisa aldomim. And the mazik has to pay. How much does the mazik have to pay? That what the nezek was more than shoyis and avela shovim b'shas misa. Then you have to pay the differentiation between how much it originally was and how much it was at the time of misa. That much is how much it is to pay. All the remaining thing, it's on the nezek's problem. Remember we saw Teisa the kasha. There's a din kaon the torah virabe aloche. If a show gores another show, and it takes time for the show to, then talking about the last taste on the page. If it ever, if your show gores another show, and till you finally give it to court, go to court, it got weaker and weaker, then the din is you base it based on the time of going to court. You don't base it at the time of the goring. Why? Because you say, Karna Kvirbe, the horn, to the Karna de Tor Kvirbe, the horn of your ox is inside my animal. The hain, what does that mean? The infection that caused it to go weaker and weaker is all your infection. Your meaning the mazik's infection. That's why the mazik has to pay. So today you should say the same thing. That the mazik gored and that killed the animal. And the animal started now deteriorating, meaning the carcass deteriorated. It's all due to your original goring. So why can't we base this also the Shas Hamad Abedin? Jesus Kasha. So he says, that's that what?
He has a right to keep it hobby medicine
group. So he says, that's that. I've got a right. Don't need to sell. But in the case when the animal gored another animal and the damaged animal was still alive, so the nizik has the right to wait for the animal to recuperate. And if during that time it actually went down and down, so then we can say, Kauna, it's your ox, your horn that did it, your infection that did it. I was thinking here, the minute it died, that's it. Nothing's going to change. Since nothing's going to change, the Nizik should have sold it straight away. Right? So we said Nafkimina comes out to Tosis and Rash. And well, we'll just speak out a minute. So Tosis said that that's the svar. The svar is that he should have sold it straight away. We mentioned if the pshat in this Gemara is like Rashi, that there's an automatic payment I killed your animal. I mean, my animal killed your animal. And I have to pay back to your whole animal. How do I pay back the whole animal? By giving back the carcass. That's a payment. So, of course, if somebody pays up with carcasses, the guy who receives the payment can't turn around and say afterwards, you know, I left those carcasses in the mahsan, and I came back a few weeks later, and they were stinking. So you have to provide me with new carcasses. You can't say that. Why? Because you got payment. You got paid carcasses. If you learn like Rashi, that was a payment of carcasses, but then the cash of tesis doesn't make any sense. And what are you saying? That it went down. So what? I paid you out with the carcass. The whole cash of tesis never started. The cash of tesis was, why don't we say it's like the infection, the fact that the animal deteriorates is because of what your animal did. That's all very good if you want to work out how much damage the animal did. You want to work out how much damage the animal did. So look, it's the damage continued. It gets worse and worse and worse. But if we know how much animal damage the animal did, how much damage the animal do? The entire animal. And why is it that he only has to pay back a certain amount and not the full amount? Because he paid back the full amount. He paid you back with the carcass. So obviously, if the payment I paid you back with the carcass goes bad afterwards, that's your buyer, not my buyer. So Tosis asked this kasha that says we should look at it as if the damage keeps on going. You see, Tosis understood that the chiddush of Chas Nevela, the chiddush of Bayni Mitab Nevela, is to work out how much damage was done. The chiddush of Torah was only the damage that was done was how much it was worth when it was alive and how much it was worth when it died. That's the damage. But Tosis, it's not true. The damage keeps on going. It gets worse and worse. Answer Tosis, no, it doesn't get worse and worse because he should have sold it straight away. So that's the chiddush of Tosis. Nafkamina, we spoke out Nafkamina and Amais. Gone to Tosis. What happens if it wasn't possible to sell it? The Shabbos, the owner was far away. It was deep down in a pit. It wasn't possible to sell it. How much would then Mazik have to pay? What would be Alok Lamais? Mazik, his show, got another show. At the time of death, that show happened to be worth still $1,000, but it was Shabbos, and it was in the sun, and it was going to get rotten. And by the time Motzei Shabbos came, that $1,000 worth of carcass was now $200. How much does the Mazik have to pay?
Ends when the
shomer
and the nizik can start.
So that's what comes out according to Tosis. Mm-hmm. The mazik's responsibility ends, as it says, once he could have sold it. So it comes once the Shabbos, only worth $200. So you have to pay the full amount, minus $200. Mashenki, according to Rashi, there's a chiddush din in the Torah that you can pay back straight away with this carcass. I want the carcass in the sun. What can I do about it? Sorry about that, but that was the payment. The payment was an automatic repayment. I owe the whole animal. The mazik owes a whole animal to the nizik. That's the damage he did. And any carcass is only ponim chadoshos. So he owes the full animal. And the Torah mechadish, yes, you're paying up the full animal. Why? At the moment of nizik, at the moment of the damage, the moment of the impact, that's when you did the first payment, and the rest you're paid at a later time. That comes out from Tarashi, a certain kulam. And then you have Reuven's question, what about it's the opposite way around? What happened to the animal? It goes up in value. Right? That was came up later. We spoke about it yesterday. What happened to the animal? It goes up in value. So at the time of impact, I owed you tons of money and only paid you back with a little bit. And then afterwards, this animal went up in value. Do we say that the mazik doesn't need to pay the full amount? Well, no, you would still have to pay the full amount. That was Reuven's question. Nafkamina between Rashi and Tosis. Last line of the Gemara. Lema Pchas Nevela Tanoyim. Let us say. The other one, no. Lo Yisham Yashim, all of them, once again, Yashimena. Okay, I'll say them by kids. Yashimena, the first Tosis Yashimena was asking why we dashing it from the Pasuk of Yashlimena, the Pchas Nevela Nevezik, and not from the word. Balabo Yishalim. Why don't we learn it from there? So they said the word Yishalim isn't there to dash. Doesn't mean Yishalim means to pay. It doesn't mean to make up. But Yashli Meno says this is Yashli Meno is mashma to make up. Why? Because it's mashma that the behemoth, Yashli Meno means you should pay up the behemoth. Can't pay up the behemoth. The behemoth is not alive.
But in those words, we
should pay up the behemoth. The behemoth itself, we should pay. Not it should pay. He should pay the behemoth atma.
Is it said mashma shigi shamim?
Yeah, that's what I would have loved to say. Yeah. You give him the behemoth, right? Not the demeh, the behemoth. You give him the behemoth as payment. Yeah, and Maki, what's the loss of the pasuk? Maki nefesh behema yishalmena. You should give him a behema as payment. It's a kambi, it died during. So masmin, you make up the difference of price. Okay, the pasuk lo yishalim, where's that going on? It said, im toif, yivyeu eid, hachefa lo yishalim. The second pasuk, this we saw is a machlikas Rashi Tosis. What exactly are we dashing from the Rav Kana? Kana mamachim toif yitoif yivyeid hatreif lo yishalim. What's the pasuk talking about? We're learning from there that you have to pay the difference. You have to pay the difference. That's what we're learning from there. Problem is, this pasuk is talking about einus. It makes a shvur that this is what happened. So we're talking about einus. If it's einus, don't pay anything. So how can we learn from there that you have to pay the difference? And einus doesn't pay nothing. That's Tosis Kasha. And Tosis says, Avagav Dekro B'Shem Yisoch Uksiv, this is the third last Tosis on the page. Avagav Dekro B'Shem Yisoch Uksiv, even though the Pasuk Tzum HaShem Yisoch, the Potom Me'insim, Shem Yisoch is Potom Me'insim, Mikol Mokim, nevertheless, Midech Siv, Ad HaTrefer Lo Yishalim, the Pasuk saying, no, you don't need to pay. What don't you need to pay? Ad HaTrefer. Means generally you would have to pay till where? At the trefa. Now you don't need to pay till the trefa, but generally you'd have to pay till the trefa. Right? So therefore, you still might have the yisharim, but you do need to pay. Lo yisharim klum b'shvil ha-trefa. So you don't need to pay for the actual trefa. Here, where it was ha-ines, you only have to pay till the trefa. But generally, you would, if it wasn't ha-ines, you would have to pay until the trefa. Tosis is bothered. You have the kasha of Tosis, you understand. No? Yes? Say it again?
Yeah.
We're learning from this pasuk, Chas Nevela. Shem Esocha, there was an Oines, and a Zev came and was Toif. From that pasuk, we're learning that Chas Nevela Lenizik, and by the Mitapim Benevela. That what? Because it says that until the Trefa, but not the Trefa itself. The Tosis is bothered about, an onus doesn't pay anything. So what does it mean? How can you learn from the Pchas Nevela? He doesn't pay anything. If a possible would be saying, you know, you pay till the Nevela and not the Nevela, I understand, very good, we have a good right. You don't pay anything. How can we learn from there? Pchas Nevela is the Tosis, no. The possible is saying, because you're an onus, you won't need to pay till the Nevela. If you weren't an onus, then because you're an onus, you won't need to pay till the Nevela. If you were an onus, if you were not an onus, if you were not an onus, you would pay up to the Nevela. Because you're an onus, you don't need to pay until the Nevela. Mashma, if you were not an onus, you would need to pay till where? Till the Nevela. That's the right. From the fact that we're saying what you don't need to pay, means that the other part's not for discussion. But you don't need to pay till the Nevela. It means the Nevela itself not for discussion. About you don't need to pay. Even a mazik wouldn't need to pay for the Nevela. But Rashi didn't learn that. Rashi, that we're talking about a Pesher. And Rashi, really, we had to fudge the whole posuk. Rashi learned, remember that Rashi, V8, fourth line down. Dorish hashto hochi, im torif yitorif ashoi. Rashi also says Hashem is Zachar. Rashi said we're talking about Pshia. And that's what the pasuk is saying, that Ada Trefa, Lo Yishalim, you don't need to pay for the Trefa. Means, says Rashi, Yivieu Ada Trefa, you'd have to pay money until the Trefa, but you don't need to pay for the Trefa. The Rashi learns we're talking about the Pshia, which is very difficult, because the pasuk is not talking about Pshia.
Well, talking about
Okay.
You're a Bush. Yeah,
that's what it says.
Bush,
yeah.
She used that she had showed you that it was the adult, that it was the adult, the adult, right?
Good for you.
Rashi said the show her suffer, she kasha, the last four lines from the bottom. So he needs a shear for in order to convert to be gufo.
Yeah, I understand that, but even according to taste, that's gonna be good because it means you don't need to pay because you weren't an oinus. But if you were an oinus, if you don't need to pay because you weren't an oinus. So if you were not an oinus, you would need to pay. Why would I need to pay? Because
so,
of the gufo.
So the leader, right? In order to rock, the highest person is going to be considered the gufo.
Because if you were not an oinus, then it would have been gufo.
Oh.
Right?
Anything other than an oinus would be gufo.
Right. So only because you're an oinus, you're part of. So again, this rashi is difficult, they ask it. If he's an onus, he is potter completely. When I tell you when you're potter, I'm going to tell you what you would have been chayev, you don't have to pay. Right? An onus as a ptor of something which had he been a pesheh, he would have had to pay, now he doesn't need to pay. So how much is this onus get off?
Out
of the treva. Because the treva itself, nobody would have had to pay.
Okay.
That's what it means. Until the treva, you don't need to pay. Why? Because you're an onus. Otherwise, you would have had to pay till where? Till the treva. Okay. The third and second last tesis, I think we'll skip for now. It's going to take a bit too long in the tzadah show. Okay, back to the Gemara, right in the Gemara. Leimeh b'chas nevei letanoi. Last line of the tesis of the Gemara. Leimeh b'chas nevei letanoi. The Tanya. Im toif, he toif, if he aid. Is a brisa. The brisa says if it got devoured, you should bring an aid. What does that mean? Yavi aidim shenitof of oinus. You should bring aidim that oinus happened and you're pot. Abba sholoime, yavi adudo, le beistim. Adudo. What does adudo mean? Adudo is an aveda. So we have a machlokes of what to do with the word aid. According to Tanakama, it means aidim. And according to Abashal, it means the Neveda. So why didn't Tanakama hold of the svara of Abashal? What is Abashal saying? So my lab bahok mifigi, ma'asav b'chas nevela dinizik, or ma'asav demazik. One holds the b'chas nevela goes to the nizik, meaning the nizik's baya. And one holds it's a mazik's bayah, meaning like this. So where Rashi explains it, according to Abashol, you bring the nevela to base what for? Not for payment. You bring the nevela to base to work out how much it was worth at the time of the death. And that's what was basically going to assess, and the rest is how much we have to pay. So that he holds that. And Tanakama didn't say that. Why did Tanakam explain it just to be referring to the Edom? Why didn't he just learn? Why didn't he learn like Abishol? Because he couldn't. Because he holds, even if you would bring the Neveda to base, then it wouldn't help you. Because even if you would be able to assess how much it was worth at a time of death, too bad. It dropped in value and now it's the Mazik's buyer. So that's why you can't say Yovi Idudo the base and bring the carcass to base because Zeloya Zolach. The mazik has to pay whatever the full amount. And if he wants to use the carcass, what's worth now? But like I say, he could do that. But the fact that how much it was worth at the time of death wouldn't help him at all. That's machlokes Abishol and Tanakam.
Abishol goes against the shot of the pasuk because he can't do it because of his shita. Because the way he holds by who has to be on top of it would have been available.
Just the opposite. Abishol learns, you don't need a pasuk to see of your aid. To tell me aid him, I don't need a pasuk for that. Obviously, I'll bring aid him if I need to. You don't need a pasuk for that. So I don't have the pasuk coming to tell me a chiddush, a dudo. They can't learn a dudo, so what can we do? We'll have to say a pasuk in the pasuk. That's how Rashi understood. Yeah? So let's say that's what the machlokes is. And the one was going to say that that's not machlokes. So it's in a minute. First Rashi. Rashi. Upot at the top of the omelet. The shame is Zohar Potter Vainzim. bring Aiden that Aynes happened, then it'd be potter. Why? Shem Yisachar potter b'Oinsim. Shem Yisachar is exempt from Oinsim. K'tichsiv be omeis oy nishbar oy nishbo. That if it died naturally, or it broke through an Aynes, or it got taken captive, and nobody saw that. Then Shavuos Hashem Tia Bin Shneim, and then they make a Shavuos and he's potter. So that's what it means. Bring Aidim that happened by Oynes and you'll be potter. And then Abishal said, no, Yavi Adudo. Adudo means Nevela. And it takes a different shot, Aruro, or a different one even, Adubo. It means all the same. It means Nevela. My love, okay, if you get the sim. Of Madele Poli. There's no machlik, the other everyone's masking. Sorry, I missed that Rashi. Lebesin. Lebesin, third line down. Lebesin, the Shumo. To assess, Kamo e Shova. How much it's worth? Hakamash Makro. You be a wait. Yovi Hadudo, bring the Nevelo. Kidersiv, Babaki Khalid, Taimer Shalab. Kidder Tagmin on Addo. Repeat the way. My love, welcome if you what's machlik is machlik is about insane or about the product of the show. It's definitely machlik is about insane. The maimer that feel a need to feel about inness, yeah, hi. About that, it's not going to say that Eden doesn't help. About that, Eden, why shouldn't it help? Why shouldn't it help? The ancient is also a high insane. And a hockey come on this one. Him need to feel with Shia if he was negligent. And it became a treifa because of his negligence. Shehi bat hashlumim, and then he has to pay. Yovi adudo, bring along the adudo. Yoisi mi beiser adomim, and he will pay the difference in price between the adudo and the original value. Al adomim shi shove b'shas mis, on the amount that was worth when it died. Dimishum domim da'ashno, maybe that's not what it means. Maybe Abishol means you can use it as payment. Maybe that's what Abishol is coming to say. Bring the duda, bring the nevela, use it as payment. Dimishum domim, the hashto, lo itzich, I don't need that. The hashto, it is the nevelas achrenaisa. If he has other nevelas, yoim le, he can bring them. Kolshkin ha, certainly this one he should be able to. So that can't be what the apostle has come to tell me of your aid, bring it as payment, because if I can pay it, Yoshim, I can pay even subim. Elo le b'chas nevela also. It's coming to tell me b'chas nevela. And the Tanakame they didn't use it for this Joshua. Why didn't Tanakame use it for this Joshua? So Masol Pchas Nevela the Mazik. Masol Pchas Nevela is the Mazik's responsibility. Therefore, he couldn't use this Pasuk for this Pasuk and for this Joshua. Right? Full stop. He couldn't use it for this Joshua. Again, Rashi makes stress at this point now. I may be for now, to use it for now. Imishum domim da'ashto, to use it as payment now, la'itzchich, you don't need it. Totani, we've learned already, Yoshim, Rabbi Sholikis. So says Rashi, Abishol makes the Joshua. Tanakama doesn't. Why didn't Tanakama make the Joshua? Because I can't. I would love to make this Joshua. That Yavi Adudo, but what would it teach me? I can use it as payment. No, but you can use it as payment. You can use it as a first payment. No, don't hold it. To me, there's nothing to dash on this Yavi Adudo. If I say it means if you bring Aidim to say that Aynes happened. So that's what the Gemara wanted to say that it's Machlik Sanoi. Back to the Gemara four lines down. So the Gemara, Loi, the Kulama de Nizik. Rebemet belongs to the Nizik. The machlokes is with Terech Nevelim and Mifugin. Machlokes is regarding Terech Nevelim. Now what? Who has to pull out the Nevelim and deal with it, taking out the pit to bring it to the... It's on the Mazik or the Nizik. Who has to pay for it? Who has to bring it to the basin, if you like that, okay? Yeah.
I'm saying it is not a show.
Right. Who has to take it out of the boy? Abishol.
Yeah.
Means take it out of the pit in order to be able to assess it now. Who has to do that?
Yeah, be out of the basin. But it's not just taking out of the pit. He holds him more. Yeah, bring all the way to the basin.
In order to do the assessment, Who has to do that? Who has to deal with it to get it to the assessment place? Nachon?
So we learned before that he just has to bring it to the top of the pit.
We didn't say mefush that. We said the discussion. Okay, we'll discuss what we discuss it soon. Right, okay. So, we'll be very, very straight, clear. You don't have to bring carcass to the basin. You have to bring it to make it a basin can make the assessment. This basin are happy also to come and walk to wherever it is. I can't imagine that the whole basin is full of pieces of carcasses, but it has to be brought to a basin, right? Whether the basin come to it or not. But one thing is, basin aren't going to be climbing down to the pit. So it has to be brought to a basin. So where Vartanya, how did you understand this word Vartanya?
I understood it Nechusa.
Very good, excellent, well done. Vartanya, a variety.
Why would you think it's Nechusa?
You
should say Vartanya, not Nihafu. What is it about Vartanya walking in Nechusa? Doesn't make sense, does it? Because Leha is a question already. So how is it, we find other places?
Yeah, sure.
Really?
Yeah. Vartanya, like we find. Yeah.
So what's it mean that and...
That's the problem with that. Yeah, it's the same.
Same? It's not the same. It's not different number of letters. So it has to be different.
Yeah, we had a taste this once. No, or we didn't have it, which in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin starts off Ha Isha Niknis. Ha Isha Niknis. With a hey.
Mm-hmm.
And taste the bottom, something says with a hey, and something doesn't say with a hey. Someone says Ha'ish and Ignis, Ha'ish Mekadish. And someone doesn't say Bissolinis, someone says Habisolinis. The Taisa starts off making all different chilukim when it says hey. And then Taisa says, actually, you know, the Tana is not uniform. Sometimes it's one way, sometimes it's another way. For instance, sometimes it says Isha Niknis Bisholish Dachim, says the number after the action, Niknis, create number three. And sometimes we say the number first. And then what it does, so the Tanoim weren't uniform. That's what Tosis says, the Kedushin base of that. And I think it's true also in the Lashon of Damaran when it's speaking. You don't have a particular syntax and convention, is what we say. But I think Vatanya and Tana Mahaki means the same. Vatanya, just I agree with you that the expression Vatanya is difficult, that when you're learning, you sometimes could get taken on a wild goose chase before you see Rashi says Nichus. Like you see, Vatanya normally is a kash, and then you're trying to work out what the kash is. In a chlami, part of the Amida Sentai. Vatanya, Achim Omer, Minai, Sha'al Bal Habori, the Halis Shemi Bori. How do we know it's the Bal Habori who has to take it out? Tamaloma, Kesef, Yoshi, with all of Vamis. One term, one thing, Yoshi, let's maybe retract a little bit. Yecholi Abtanin Amahochi would be a brisa saying clearly Abba Shol and that they argue on this point. Here we don't have that. All we have a brisa that clearly holds that Teruk Nevela is on the Mazik, right? This brisa teaches us that Teruk Nevela is on the Mazik. It doesn't teach us that the Machleik is about it. It teaches us Achim Oyrim that Teruk Nevela is on the Mazik, and Rashi says, therefore, since there's a brisa which teaches us you find that the Teruk Nevela is on the Mazik, right? We don't see it's machlekes that, but we're just saying that what we said Abba Shol said they bring up to the basin means he's going like this brisa that said that Achim Oimrim the Minayin Shabbat Aboy Lahanis Shemi Boy Tamarim Kesev Yoshev all of Amis that the Bal Aboy has to take out the it's incumbent on him to take out the carcass.
Who's Achim?
Achim.
Oh.
It's one of the Tanaim is called Achim. I don't remember who it is. It's one of the Tanaim. The nickname is Achim. Did we check it out last time?
Also, it's one.
Yeah, I'm saying that because he's called Achim, that's why you call him Omrim. Is that what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's, his name's in the Lashon Hara. So, I don't remember who's Achim. One of the two names got the name of Achim. Fine. The time is.
Did you have other people arguing? Or the Braisa isn't being quoted the whole thing?
The Braisa, sorry, say again?
Is the Braisa. I don't know where to find this Braisa. But does the Braisa have other Tanaim that are arguing with it?
Yeah, or I don't know. I started saying about Rashi. I must have seen one of the other Rishonim that since Achim Omer means that somebody else was arguing on it. But Achim Omer always, when you say Omer after the name, it means there's a shit who's spirit. I must have seen one of the other Rishonim when I was preparing Shia last time. Achim Omer means that somebody else was saying otherwise. But on the page. Yeah. But maybe it was a shit. I don't remember now. So the Rashi, Terech Nevela. The Terech Nevela. You see where it is? 20 lines down. Lavela Mimokim Shemesu Shom Abishol Sova Adam Maziku. But Tane Benichuso, that we see that we find such a price that Achim said you have to bring the Nevela to base. Fede Gemara Amal Yabai Le'ovo. Hai Terech Nevela Echidomi. What's this question? I told him, what's the story? Elim is the beer, Shavi Zuzo, and the pitcher is worth a Zuz. Vagudo, Shavi Albo, once you take it out on the bank, it'll be worth four. So it's gone up in value. Kitorach, with an Ashitach. You don't need a posse to tell you to do simple business sense. Of course, that's what you should do. And when the Mazik is taking it out, he's benefiting by it. Because now the difference in price between the damage of what it was worth, what's worth now is less. It's worth the same thing. Is it such a thing that even though there's tircha, it doesn't make a difference in the price? In yes, we find such a thing. The people say kishuro b'moso b'zuza, a plank, a beam of wood in town is worth one zuz. And Kishuro Bidabo Bizuzo, and the beam in the field is exactly the same price. Even though, of course, you have to bring the beam from A to B, but it doesn't get reflected in the price. So that's the same thing here. This Nevela doesn't get affected in the price. Why should that be? None of those who know business might know it better than me, but there are certain items which don't change in price, they have a fixed price. Even though you have to trouble yourself to extracted. Rashi Vagud of Svasabur. He's doing it for himself. He's benefiting himself. The Shaim Lele Nizik. Now the Nizik is going to assess with Meisir with the Shaim Lele Nizik with Meisir. When we work out the assessment, it's going to be based on the higher price of the carcass. So, Lomeli Krell of Amis, why do I need the Pos of Amis? Answer is Kishur, it stays the same price. Like we find Kishur as a courier, as a beam, a dabo in a field. Even though.
Go back. Yeah,
which one?
The one with the
Nafshika Torah. Yeah, if it's obvious that the Mazik should do it in order to save himself money,
yeah.
So you don't need a pasuk to tell you that he should do it. He's going to do it.
Well, we said the pasuk is coming, he just passed the veil. Is it not?
Yeah, but we're going now with Kesef Yoshev with all of Amis. Kesef Yoshev with all of this pasuk that we bought. Kesev Yoshev with all of our mace. You have to return it with the mace. You have to bring the mace up. So that's the cash. Why do you need that posuk? Kishur Kuru, Vidama Besolid. Even though it's still lacking the bringing, the transportation, Nimke Bezuz still has the same price.
Okay, that's the end of the Suga of thing. So we had the discussion that Ruben asked last time that Pishlem, according to Tosfos, we understand the Gemara very well. It's Kedai to take it up, because if you take it up, then the difference in price is now going to be between the original price and how much it's worth now. According to Rashi, that the animal died inside, and as soon as it died inside, that's the first payment. So taking it up shouldn't reflect anything in the payment. Shouldn't be, should still have to pay the difference between how much it was worth when it died, before it died, and when it died. That we saw Menachem asked this cash as well. From Metzochim, Pirash. Fine, we had some Tuesday, we start the Shomim. Yeah, that's right. Yeah? Today's Tuesday. Thursday. Sorry. Wow. What?
So, what did you say?
Yeah, carrying on Chazar.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,